open this part to questions, because it's all right for me to talk away, but people have questions, and hopefully I have, just want to make sure that's working again. I want to make sure that you get questions answered, because one of the elements I looked at one time, because I started out with tarot, I've written 3 books on the tarot, I've gone to tarot conferences to speak, and I am not in the mainstream of tarot people. And I often wonder, like, again, looking at how some of them have gone on, and I'm well respected, which is good in some circles, not in others, by the way. Typical of my life. But it's like, I'm weary, because my own quest was what I was really interested in. My own spiritual journey, my own connection to God was what inspired me all the time to go further and deeper, to heal all my fracturedness. So that I did not know I was sexually abused until I was in my 40s. I had been told by numerous people I was. I had no memory of it. I discovered it when I was in my 40s. Not fun. But you know, that can be true. Once you identify something, I was telling somebody earlier tonight, I believe we have 3 aspects of any time. We identify things, we transform things, and we integrate the energy, the transformed energy, back internally. And that is often what you don't find in workshops, is a transformational, integrational part. And that's what's so important. Because energy, you know, let me back up. Nature abhors a vacuum. So this chair here is empty. There's air here. So if I sit down here, that air is put out, right? But if this chair here, there's somebody here, I can't sit in that chair. Oh, I can sit on top of her, but she's still in there. Poor thing, I'm a little heavy. So, but what I want you to understand is that if you're going to clear something, you must put something in its place.
Yeah.
To transform that, or to, because otherwise you guess what your body is. I'll tell you an example before I tell you how the answer is. People come to me all the time full of anger, resentment, frustration, you name it, I've seen it, whatever. So I do lots of energy releasing. I have an energy release CD. Works wonders. Lots of compliments on the CD. So people, let's just say we just release the stuff, right? But if you do not put something to replace that energy level within you, which I like to use as source energy, pure love, understanding, whatever, color even, different color, your body will regenerate what it knows. Your body is smart. And your body will regenerate the anger or the frustration or the belief or whatever, because you didn't really transform the energy. You just let it go.
Yeah.
And it is not enough. Okay? So questions. Who would like to ask me a question? I don't want to ask. I can't answer it anymore. And please don't not ask any questions.
So how do you release the energy?
Pardon?
How do you?
Well, if I'm doing it with the clearing method, then I identify it and take it and pull it out and release it and change it away and restructure you in a way so that you're what we call strong or neutral to whatever. So, depending on what that is. But, not everyone's going to come see me. Some people are going to buy a CD, Energy Release, which I use for years, and I still sometimes, if it's appropriate, because I want to empower people to feel their personal power. So if I do everything for them, they're not being personally empowered. So sometimes, what I do mostly is people come and I clear the way so that they can begin to feel empowered. But sometimes, actually, we'll turn parents, for instance. How many of us carry a parent's energy all over the place? That's a good one of giving a person what I call an energy release, which is where we put that person and have them pull their energy from you. So they get to really see, oh, I actually have some power here. So there's many different techniques of how to clear that, you know, clear the energy release. Past life regression, like I'm doing tomorrow night, we really use the past lives as a metaphor. I talked about decision points today. All your decisions come from originally, which usually means by the time you're 18 months old, do you realize that by 18 months your major programming is in place? 18 months, think about it, you're not even verbal yet. And where do we go to get that? Anytime we come into an emotionality, we reach back in our memory banks to the last time we felt that emotion and we remake the same decision. So therefore, all our decisions are coming from past lives or other alternatives or other dimensions. But let's say past lives for ease. So you wonder why we're hooked into these certain past lives. And that's why it's important to go back. Some of you have had sessions with me. I said, oh, let me look at the past lives for this energy, whatever we're looking at. Oh, my, sometimes my arms are out here, corralling all the energy to release it all. Sometimes it's just here, and we release it. So it's like clipping out to clear that out. So it depends which way you want to go. In a child work, past life regression, just straight clearing. Energy releasing is really big. My first thing my students learn how to release it when we get into the internal work. I believe it's a journey going from the outside to the inside, deeper and deeper and deeper. So we bring everything into alignment.
Yes. So do you see energy and see auras, or do you feel?
Probably not in the above, actually, no. This is where it gets complicated. Do I see, do I feel? I want to clear up the separateness between me as a person in life and me as a practitioner. Okay? In life, I am totally myself. I do not walk around as a psychic. I do not walk around seeing your auras. I have no idea what your auras are here. If I wanted to, I would just turn the switch and see them. I choose not to. It's not important. I know, as I explained to Goldie when she first asked me, so I'll give you a title, but I always talk to the group. So next Monday, when I'm at Kelowna, my talk could be totally different. Because it'll depend on who's there. I've learned to trust this. But do I walk around saying no? I don't. I draw souls, right? Some people I've done draw little souls. Am I an artist? No. Do I do impressions? Yes. Does that impression give me an awareness? Yes. I have students that are far better aura drawers than me. Far better can see them than I can. But that's my job. I'm the teacher. It's not what I do. But no, I don't really see it. Heal them if I want. No, I don't want most of the time. I have enough time looking after me. You know, it's a full-time job. So I get to do what I love to do. Which is this. Yes.
Okay, you told us about when you're not a practitioner.
Well, I sit down for those that know, and I do what I have to do. It's like when people find me out, they have a question. I was just telling someone today, I figured who it was. I have some clients down in Houston, or Texas, that every time they go to buy a new house, they phone me up with a string of houses for me to tell me if the house is good enough. This is the truth. To the point where I say, I will look at three houses. One time, an hour I spent looking at houses, and I was tired after, and I said, that is that. I'm not doing that one again. So you have three, and I might give them five. But tired. You know, I have other guys. So that's like tuning in. It's like a swap. I call myself a trained psychic. I switch on.
So what do you see when I see a house?
I just know it. I see the ends. I see the pieces. How do I explain it? I know where to look. It's like when I look at my crystal ball when I'm doing psychic parties, I see pictures in there. People say, you see things in that? I say, yeah, I do. It's because I know how to make it work. I've been reading tarot cards for so many years. I know where my psychic screen is. I clear all those things up. I know where to put it. So somebody asks me something, I know where to look to get the answer. But you wouldn't always know. I look normal. So if that makes sense, a lot of people go and say, oh, you've got green and red, and you've got pink and yellow. Uh-huh. I don't do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So talking about the energy line, I listened to your story very interestingly, but I know you have some ability, but how come if you just traveling the energy line, you follow energy line, sometimes you have up, sometimes you down.
What?
Can
still your line. What I was talking about there, the energy line that you're on is what you've created in your life. So at any time you can look back. When you look back, unless you make a change here, it will be reflected out there. That's why people keep repeating their patterns. Because you have a voice. That's why I can read you. And as those of you that have readings from me, I'll say, we're now, this is the what you're coming from, this is where you are, and this is where you're heading. Their futures are changeable. I wouldn't read if they weren't changeable. So let's have a look where you're going, and if it's worth going, I pat you on the back and say, this looks great. If it is not worth it, then I work with you to understand how you could change it if you so desire. This is where the wonderful part of me that loves to teach comes out. And I say, this is the part where I go do and don't, according to me. You can throw people walk away and just say, wind or whatever. But a lot of people take that and they literally change their lives. And those are the ones that I want. And that's the thought form I have out there. If you want to change your life, you come see me. If you just want to go and find out if you're going to go on a trip next year, go see someone else. That's not my job. But if you're going for a trip and you want to know what it's like, then I will tell you. See, we choose, it's like a speciality. We choose our specialities. I want to really be of service to people. I want to be able to help them create lives that work. Unfortunately, I had to go through a lot of experiences to find what didn't work. But it is that you get the advantage of that. There's something about this white hair that helps. It's called experience. You know, I used to, people told me when I was younger I did great readings. I haven't got a clue. I don't remember though. But you read to where you're at, and some people do. I must have pulled stuff from somewhere. I don't know how I did it. And even now people say, well, you predicted. I predicted? I don't think of myself as a predictive reader. But they say I do it. So it must be somewhere in there. But it's not something I intentionally do. You look at your cycle, decide what works and is workable, and what isn't work for your highest good. Yes?
So you say you don't know where the information is coming from. So how do you know then, and what's your way of...
That I didn't know where the information came from? Okay.
Well, you said you just do it.
That's right.
And so what's your way of knowing if you can trust the information that you get or the guides that are coming through?
Okay, so let's talk about guides for a minute. Okay? I talk about my guide, Rama, who can be very authoritarian at times. We're going to have a class, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But one of the things I have learned is that guides are not supposed to be in your space. So now you're coming into one of my big beliefs. I believe we need to be as integrated and as in our own space as much as we possibly can. Clear everybody and anyone's energy out. I just did a reading for a friend of mine who's a psychologist in a women's center. And every now and again, if she has a client that she just can't get a handle on, she calls me to have a look at this person. Now, this particular person, she was concerned that she might have been a multiple personality. But when I read for her, which was last night because I'm way behind, and I was working late to get caught up to come away, I phoned her and said, no, her aura is way too big and she's picking up everybody else's energy and she doesn't know the difference that it's hers or not hers, so that's why she's acting out. And we talked about some other things. So a guide is the same thing. And first of all, not all guides, just like all people, are the greatest things you want around. I'm sorry, but you know, Rama runs my channeling groups, and we've had it three times now. He's had to pull guides like that right out of me, because they got really nasty, authoritarian. Guys, that's not how they're supposed to be. Now, it's not pleasant when they yank, I'll tell you that. You don't want that. Now, usually we pick that up right away. But the three times in the over 25 years I've been doing that particular thing, we've had that, which is a pretty good ratio, because we pretty well figure out what we want. So, first of all, the guide should not be in your space. They're there to guide you. So you ask the question, you hear the answer. Then you test that. Is that answer viable? Does it work? Even my highfalutin great ideas, is it practical for you? That's how you learn to trust. You get the answer. Now, I was taught, as I said already, at night. And I didn't even know I knew it was that I knew, except it would come out at different times. And after a while, I began to realize I was waking up and had this teacher in front of me. And I still get the information. I do know where the information is. Like, I trust how words are put together. I listen very carefully when I'm in readings for people.
I'll put words differently, I'll use words that I hardly ever use, because I know that we've got an alignment, that's what I do. I come in alignment with you and I become your energy. And then I read from that. But it's like guides, they're there to guide you, they're not there to tell you what to do. If a guide starts telling you, you should do this, ask him, what does the end know about the light? A lot don't know. But can I talk about something else for a minute when it comes to that? For some reason, somebody in here has fairy blood because it's coming to my attention twice now. Fairy blood?
Fairy.
Oh, I have an accent. When I first started doing these channeling sessions, and I want to tell this story, because there was a family down in Olympia, Washington State, that they really were like, they liked what I did, which was nice. Always nice when people like what you do. And so they had me down. They had the whole family ranged around this living room. And the first one was the motorcycle brother with his motorcycle girlfriend. Just to give you the image. Now, I already knew that in this family, that several of them had what they call fairy blood. They come out now quite often and talk to people and say, you have fairy blood. When humans and fairies got together, I do not know. So they've got together at some point. So it's come down. So here's this big guy with the tattoos sitting there. And this lovely lady comes through me and talks to him and says, you have fairy blood, and you are creative, and you can do this and that. And when you were 10, you made the decision not to draw anymore. And I am cringing inside. This is where I learned to trust. I am just mortified. The whole room was quiet. I always come back out, and I'm myself and talk a little bit. And the mother, who's at the far end of the room, turns to her son and says, did you understand that? And here's this big brother. Oh, yes. Didn't you remember when I was 10 and I painted on, I think it was a fence or something, and you gave me heck? And I've never painted since. So you never know. After that, whatever the guides say, they relate to. It is the most amazing thing. They come out of my mouth, these weird things. I still go, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this one? Do you understand that?
Yes.
That's how you learn to trust. Do the people understand? I was just saying today, when I speak, I speak language, and often will say, do you understand this? Because if they say, well, you can tell by their voice, right? No, I just say the same thing in different words. I'm just not speaking their language at this point. I need to find their language. Mostly I trust that I have their language. Because I speak in words and phrases that I don't normally speak. But if they don't, then I just go, okay, let me just say that in a way that they're going to understand. So does that answer your question a little bit? I kind of digressed in theories, but somebody needed to hear that tonight. Okay. Any other question? A lot of questions, come on. Yes?
Robert, when did you learn to turn off and turn on?
I was trained that way, I think with the tarot. And I train my students that way as well, is that I always think it's like this, is how I describe it. The energy is very much like a beautiful river running down the hillside. It looks very nice. But what happens if we dam that river? Doesn't look it nice, but from there we can get electricity. We create a swim hole to swim in. We can do a lot of things like that. So psychic energy is the same. So when we want to turn it on, it's there. It's like a muscle. So when we start off teaching people how to read tarot, which is to help develop that muscle, first of all, they do a daily practice, which is what? Reading for themselves. So they learn about who they are, and they're beginning to develop that muscle. So eventually, like I can read for a long, long time without getting tired off. And I have burnt out a couple of times in my life, and I used to do shows and never stopped and stuff. But I'm much more, look after myself a lot more now. And so, it's about learning how to do that. Learning how to know where to look. So you've got all your systems. What I do is have all the systems work. I know how all the systems work. get them all clear, get them all working so you know where to look, you know what to turn on, so your system isn't doing it, I don't know. So when did I learn? I don't know. I think I've always done it. I think it was one of those things I was taught that from somewhere.
You didn't have to burn out for it, huh?
No, no. The burnout, so I think I've had two. One time was in Ottawa, and I'd been reading all day, and I can tell by my side, I work better with a full stomach, or a stomach that's full. Some psychics work better on a non-stomach, lucky them. and that day, we had a very slow show. I was with my second husband, and he was with me, and I hadn't eaten, and it was time to catch up, but we worked all afternoon. I used to get to lecture, and when I lectured, I would get clients come back, which was nice. But for some reason, I hadn't eaten. And we were packing up, and he turned around and looked at me. He said something, and then he stopped. You know how you say something, you don't really see the person? And I don't know, maybe it was how I answered, and he turned and he said, "Oh my God, sit down." And he said I was white. And I had to lecture the next night. I was doing a workshop the next night. So I just spent the next day really resting, like just really resting, eating, drinking. I probably had enough water. I had looked after the physical more than anything. That's the one time I remember. I'm sure there's been another time similar. Food.
Yeah.
That's what keeps me going. Food, water, things like that. Does that make sense? Okay, yes.
Talk about past lives. What about parallel lives?
They're similar. In fact, we could say that every life's parallel if you want to get into all time as one. Sometimes what happens is that we, I'm gonna answer it this way. Often when I'm doing clearing work, it's one of the things I check to see, because I'll find it would go dimensional. And I'm a great thing, if it's a different dimension, it needs to stay in that dimension and not bleed through. Because if you're wanting to develop who you are, and you've got a bleed through, which could be a parallel life or a dimension or whatever, that is not going to work as well for you. So we want a little bit of separation in that. But they're definitely there. Dimensions, parallel lives, other planets. I have a student right now that's just graduated who talks about coming from the blue planet. And we did a lot of work of separating what is blue planet and what is Earth. Because she was running her life to a large degree based on the blue planet. Because the energy of the blue planet from when she came was still running really strong. So you got, it's like every person is to figure out what is mythology, what is the directive, what is where you're at, what are you creating? So we all want to create stuff. We want to create that which is effective, that which gives us joy, that which gives us pleasure. Most of us spend far too much time in not doing that. And a lot of reason I ended up doing that for a long time because I got caught up in the metaphysical thing that if I loved enough, it would be all right. Sorry, that doesn't work. It can work in an idealistic manner, but when it comes to personal relationships, there's got to be an interchange, physical interchange. A person cannot just take and one person just give. There has to be something come back. And I don't care how evolved you are. there comes a time when there's going to be something that comes back. And so I talk a lot about that in different courses too. Yes?
Can you talk a little bit about your training programs?
My training programs?
Yeah.
I teach an intensive, which I was teaching 1 weekend a month for 6 months. It's going to change this fall. Now this is the interesting thing of how we've developed. And I talked about how we learned about beliefs affect lives way back in the 80s, I think that was, early 80s. I used to teach my course over 8 months, 1 weekend a month for 8 months. It took me 6 months of that time to teach people they created their reality by how they think. Today, people walk in knowing that. They know that decisions are important. They just need to know how it works out. We're now down to 6 months. And even then, I'll go, okay, we can short this up a bit. But in the fall, what I'm planning on doing is a 3-day tarot course, probably September, October, I'm not sure of that yet. And then 4 days, and we'll just say, October. We'll just say October for now, because I'm not sure yet. There's a couple of other things going on. Then I'm going to do 4 days in
And that will, so the tarot can stand on its own. A lot of people come in just for the tarot because, and that's, I also have this in all in the home study program as well right now. And I can always send you information on that. And a number, that's why I'm going to Alberta. I have a lot of students in Alberta. And so that, they, a lot of people just sign up for the tarot. They do the tarot and they're not, they don't necessarily go on because they feel they're getting all what they need there. But to me, if you really want to grow, you need to do this inward journey. And I'm at the place now where the thought form is strong enough that we can do it, I think, in two, four-day stretches. And if we need to do some more, so I might start in September, then we can always create another weekend. But I'm expensive. Because that's not my current, you know. I like a lifestyle, so I go home to New Zealand every year now. So that's, you know, it's like it's not a... I do lots of, like the workshop, past life regression. I'm blushing, by the way. A lot of people go, oh, you're trying so much. Ones that want it created, I tell you. I've had one girl say, I don't know if I can afford that. I said, if you decide to come, I'll guarantee you'll get the money. Within 2 weeks, I had her money in my hand. See, we don't decide. We don't commit. But I always do lots of little workshops around that give people a taste at a reasonable price for people that they can come. Because I think that's only fair. I really, really like to give discounts and all sorts of other things. Because that's what I'm going to do. But yeah, so that's fine.
So are you training them for their own work or as practitioners?
No, this is for their own work. I haven't done a practitioner training for some time yet. I'm doing a past life regressionist, which is a practitioner. When am I doing that? Soon. June.
In June.
Yeah, that will be in my hometown in TikTok. Yes, my goal is doing a number of past life regression workshops, and from that, I'll have people who want, I've already got two people signed up, actually, will come to Penticton to learn over 3 days, three full days, to be past life regressionists. Then they can go and be past life regressionists. But I haven't done the other training for one. I've kind of revamped my life in the last few years, and I'm still revamping, getting it back on track, on that line. Where's that energy line going to take me? I don't know. All I can do is put one step in front of the other, and every now and again someone tries to pull me off and say, no. Okay, my lesson, thank you. This is what I'm doing. And until I get a really direct message, that's what we'll do. So, yeah. But that, yeah. So if you're on the email list, you'll hear about that, because I'm still putting that before into place, but that's what I'm going to be doing it for. The other questions, we've still got a few minutes left here. Yes?
Of all that you do, what's your favorite?
Of all that I do, what's my favorite? Yes. I love this the most.
Standing up. And
just lecturing, teaching, yeah. I love this the most. That's my passion. If I could just do this every day of the week, I'd probably be happy. But there's other things to do besides. So you've all fulfilled my come time. And yeah, so that's my really my thing I love to do. One-on-one is great. My classes, they're to guide them is great, but this is really what I enjoy the most. So, and that's why I was thrilled when I was invited to come speak. So if I get an opportunity, I say yes.
Norma, yes. People should know that you're going to be at Marinada. At the Spring Festival of Awareness, and Norma will be doing her famous tarot walk classes again.
I think that's what I'm doing, yeah. I'm doing, I only have one tarot and one past life. I've been doing the past life regression. I keep waiting for her to say no, but we always draw a great crowd. And so I think she consistently does that, so we do that too. Also, I'm going to be at Johnson's Landing doing a tarot weekend. At Johnson's Landing, they've asked me to go out, and I consented to go this year. They've asked me every year for some time. And where's Johnson's Landing? It's the north of, you know, it's way north of Nelson. You go Caslow and you go north and around the tip of the lake. There's a retreat center for Johnson's Landing. I actually have some brochures with me in my car. I'll have those tomorrow night, so, yeah.
Is there an increase in interest in learning tarot, and why?
It's an interesting question. People have been asking me something similar to this about just the general interest in metaphysics lately. Tarot, numerology, astrology, past lives, they're like the ocean. They go in waves. We get a lot of interest, we get little interest, we get all over time. There's always an interest in tarot for various reasons, mainly because it's very much out there. When I started, who ever heard of it, you know? A deck of cards? Oh my goodness, what on earth is that? There's millions of decks of cards out there now, too. So, the rise in interest, I think, is to a large degree, probably, because it's really out there. A lot of people start their journey with it one way or another. A lot of people who are studying with me know that I have a personal approach to it. So when you learn to read, you're learning to read for yourself. And so it's a self-growth journey, not just learning how to read cards. I still get comments, you know, yours is the best book I ever had. I get this often. I have a shelf full of tarot books, and yours is the one I use. That would be my second one more than my first. But I get that back. So all I know is that people are wanting to grow. They want to understand. Because nothing is worse if you're in a box and you don't know how to get out. How do you get out of a box? When somebody comes along and punches a hole in the wall and opens a door and says, here. Then you get out of the box and then what do you do? How do you go from there? How do you walk? So I have a book I wrote called Secrets for Living Happily that talks about the first step principle, where you set your goal and you go one step at a time and you don't worry about the middle at all. That's your goal, that's where you're heading. Do you know how many people I work with, especially in readings I see them? Not always in readings, but sometimes in clearings. Good readings. Absolutely no vision. They sit down and I can't look out my window. In my consulting room, I don't have a window. Can't look up. If I can't look up, that means they can't look up because I'm in their space, I'm in their energy, I'm them. So, it's clear this, so we get some vision here. What's your vision? Where do you want to go? What do you want to create? What do you need to do to get there? I have a little thought form I put out to people. If you think of it, you can do it. I do not have thoughts of creating great masterpieces of art, because that's not my forte. My son now, he's a great native carver and he does great native paintings. He thinks of those things and he does them. What do I think? I think of other things like travel. You'll just get a kick out of my son the other day. I said, I might have an opportunity to go to Spain. And he laughed and he said, oh, mommy. So when people ask you about you, I say, my mother works in order that she can travel. And I said, son, your mother works in order to travel and also eat well in restaurants. But you see, it's like the putting out. What is your goal? I'm putting together a tour right now in New Zealand next year. My God, what work that is, trying to figure that all out. But anyway, it's like pulling all that in because I have it. People would say to me this year, can I come with you? Can we come with you? No. Going on. Too much to do in 3 weeks. And so I went thinking about it. Well, maybe I'll put a little tour together. You know, following New Zealand tour. Do you know how difficult that is? Anyway, I have some interest. So we're assuming to the next level now. By mid-April, I hope to have it all figured out, how much it will cost, so that we can know what to charge, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so that's the vision, right? I have the vision, so what do you do? One step at a time. You put emails out, find out who's interested. People aren't reading that. Your economic group hasn't had your email yet. Mm-hmm. I've been busy talking about tonight and the weekend coming up. So, okay, now I've got that out. Now, what's the next step? My brother just decided where we're going, which I had roughly in the back of my head. I'm going to send out to my sister-in-law. My sister says, that won't work. I'm back to the drawing board. Okay, get that. We've got that pretty sorted, not 100%. So what's the next step? See, I'm not worrying about all those steps. He's been looking into bands. He's been looking into this. Been looking into that. So we're putting this thing together. I figure we will have about 6 people come with me. He says we can take up to 9, I think. I'll see. So somewhere between 6 and 9 people are coming. We're just waiting for those people to show up. And that's how you create. Decision is the goal. I began to think I should just throw my hands up and say, forget it, I'm not doing this. At one point, then I went, hold on, how much do you want to do this? How much do you really want to do this? I don't want to do it more than 50%, so, okay, let's go to the next step. See how this evolves. So you see, that's how we create in life, so we're not just stationary, something new. So if you have a thought that you want to do something, the key is to decide it's going to be.
Decide,
the decisional point. That point on your energy line, where you make that decisional point so it turns, or it doesn't turn, but it's a critical point. And I'll guarantee each one of you, you all look old enough, can go back and you can see those decisional points where, like, if I hadn't married my first husband, I'd be still in New Zealand. That was a huge decision point. Didn't seem like it at the time, I was in love. But it was. It took me out of the country. In fact, on this last plane trip, I was talking to a lady who was similar to me. She fell in love with a Canadian from New Zealand, lives in Victoria. She said, sometimes I wish I'd never left, because she's like me. She's got her children here. She's got all her family back there. We're all getting older. And it's like, we're the ones that make the trip. Although my sister's coming up to see me. She's in her 80s. So, you know, it's like, what are your decisions? What are your priorities? What is it that you wanted to create? Because you would not have those thoughts if you didn't do them. Now, I'm going to take one more thing before I close up here. How decisional points work. Last year, when I went back down to New Zealand, I hadn't been for a couple of years. My sisters are in their 80s now. One of them wasn't doing well. She's doing much better now. She's now 80, what is she, 86? She's going to be 87. 2 weeks. Maybe she's going to be 88. Doesn't matter. That up there. I was talking to my other sister, who I'm closer to, and I said, you know, I always had this, no, when you listen to the language, I always had this dream of spending so much of the year down here, Alvinter, and the rest of the time up here. And then I realized it was a dream. I never decided that I was going to do it. So I decided I was going to do it. So this year, against all odds, because it didn't look like I was going to go, but I made that decision, I went down again this year. And this time I went with some intention to create a venue, a space for me to start teaching down here, to start speaking. So I got to speak again to a small tarot group. I did a few sessions for people. My niece, one of my nieces, is, they do a lot of work, just emailed through Facebook the other day. Would you be willing to do some intensives down here when you're down next year? Intention. We call it intention. It's decision. The decision. Not just the intention, but the decision of what you're wanting to create. I'm sitting there, I'm a tenant. I watch British soccer and tennis. That's what I watch. I'm an old jock, grew up playing field hockey. And I know tennis, and I was a junior captain of the junior team, but mind you, I had to go to work at 15, so, you know, that was back. I played field hockey until I had to come to Canada. I lived for it. I know hockey really well. Soccer's rules are very similar. Cheerful for Liverpool. Do you know how I decided Liverpool? They sing a song called I'll Never Walk Alone. It touches my heart. So I'm a Liverpool fan.
Weird things.
I love tennis, so I'm sitting at my brother's watching tennis, him and I together. I said, you know, next year, I'm going to go to the Australian Open. So guess what? I'm going to the Australian Open before I go back to do my courses. And get some heat! All day because you decide. When you decide, now I've got one more point. A lot of people decide and think that's it. It's not the decision, it's the commitment. Because when you commit, you will do what's necessary. What did I do? Go online and found out who sold tickets to the Australian Open.
got on their mailing list, so they'll know when they go on sale. My niece has said she'll come over with me. What's the other? Now that's, so where's all the money coming from? It does, because you decided. You're decided, once you make that decision, it has to arrive, it has to. It's not that you create it, worry about it, and think, oh my God, where's it going? You just know. When things are in the knowing place, it will happen. Now, mostly I tell people, don't tell people your ideas, because there'll be somebody out there thinking, oh, yeah, right. Now, that phone form can interfere with the creator. I create really strongly, so it has to be a pretty strong thought. And I don't want your thought forms to say, all right, because I know that's what I'm going to do. Okay, can I really do it? Do you want to do it? Yes. I want to do it. I want to go and watch Roger Federer. One time times, for example. I went to Toronto to watch tennis. $460 to sit three games. But I got to see Roger Federer hit that ball really hard. So when I see it on TV, I know how fast that ball's going. Decide. You decide. Know it's true for you. It will be. I thank you all so much for coming in. I hope you've got something out of tonight. That's my joy.